Our last guest for the Claw Art sessions, Hima Bhatavia, was a really, really fascinating conversation. One of the things that I really enjoyed about that conversation was her talking about the collaboration between, I think it was property developers and basically people who build houses and apartments and spaces like that, and the collaboration that goes on between them and local artists, and kind of stopping this culture of a massive amount of money ending up in one artist's hands to commission some kind of public art for the spaces that they build, and then instead having that money shared between many artists. One of the things that I had commented on during the talk was kind of like giving a background on how Uganda is so very far from that, because art is still not well recognized, and the example being how our monument has been just a reflection of who has power and who has money. And it is quite oppressive, and I talked about how oppressive it is in Uganda that, you know, when we look at our monuments, they really just reflect our values. Yeah, I think that was kind of a bleak point, but it's the truth. I talked about how other Ugandans also recognize that. But I think one of the things that she said was, you know, having a festival like Claw Arts, you know, doing these kinds of projects helps to kind of shift. It's a very tiny shift, but it's nonetheless a very important shift. So one of my takeaways was like thinking about collaborating more with communities, because we may not be able to, as artists, really have the freedom to speak politically, and I think that it's also a little bit kind of the expectation. I don't know where this expectation comes from. Perhaps from the more anarchist and resistant activism that art has always played in social culture. I think that let me not say we, but I as an artist have an inclination to be drawn to using art as activism to politically speak, which I do. I think that sometimes when, you know, like when you have such a power like our presidents in Uganda, and even like given the recent riots, just politically speaking out and practicing your freedom, it really is a high cost. And I think that, as you know, as artists individually, we are not prepared for that kind of assault on our lives. Which doesn't mean that we're not courageous or that we don't want to say things, but perhaps fighting powers way greater than yourself, you know, doesn't make sense to take them on in such an intense way. So one of the things that she said was to think about. I think she talked about the community collaborations between the indigenous peoples, and the rituals and the art that's made when these things are being built on the land that was once their land, or the you know, kind of to like acknowledge the history that's there. And I think that for me, it's kind of influenced my overall idea and concepts for Kla Art, in the sense that I want to work with communities, because individually as an artist, it would be nice to make like a cool artwork that's seen by everybody and maybe makes a political statement and everybody will be like, oh wow, that's great. But I think that from what we talked about and from my previous projects that I've had, I've just found more meaning in collaborating with communities and establishing a kind of relationship with them as an artist. And when you establish a relationship with a community, then they kind of open up and speak. So one of the things that I hope to do for Kla Art is to at least have one work that's like a collaborative piece where the community helps me create the piece of artwork, and that artwork can be in their space, because then that's a space that they have control over, and that's a space where you know, we can create something new and organic and original, and then they can also, you know, have art more integrated in their lives in a very like meaningful way. So I think that for me that was a really important conversation to kind of like remind me that there's just so many ways to bring art, to make it your own, to bring it into public spaces without having to like, you know, fight the power or fight the man. So that for me was really important and a good reminder, because it's easy to get stuck on like the kind of like the oppressive injustice. But when you, because everyone is aware of the oppressive injustice, everyone is aware of it, but also they can only focus on what they can control. So this is a way of like focusing on what I can achieve as an artist. So I may not be able to make grand statements about oppressive political control, but I can definitely do my best to connect with communities, with the communities within Kampala, within the space. And there's so many, from market vendors to you know, to, I don't know, office spaces and the hawkers and the, you know, the just everyone who has to thrive within the city. Since it's not really a space that I often feel welcome in, I think that I would feel more welcome if I connected with the people within the space. So basically that's really where that conversation helped me to kind of connect, or at least to kind of like make me more enthusiastic about the possibility achieved within the festival, and you know, like making Kampala also my space in some way. So yeah, that was a really great conversation, and I look forward to the next one.